This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome in. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon today. I got to tell you, there's so many things going on. More challenges to the big, beautiful bill. NATO is scrambling as Putin launches another drone attack. Benjamin Netanyahu's here in the United States. There could be some more peace talks on the way with Iran. There's tariff threats. The stock market is going up. There's so much going on. You have President Biden's former doctor in front of Congress today asking questions and him giving no answers. I don't even know where to start. There's just so much going on. And I feel like the two topics where I would be starting, which is the big testimony today, pleading the fifth, not answering questions about the health of the former president of the United States. What did they know? When did they know it? What was hidden? Were you dishonest? Were you lying on forms? Were you lying to the American people? Were you lying to yourself? Were you lying to the Bidens? Who were you lying to? People wanted to know these things. That could have very easily been the number one story. But honestly, the thing that I find the number one story is also clip number 21. Ethan, if we can play that.
With this no-shoes policy, we anticipate that Americans and travelers and those coming into our country will be very excited that they will no longer have to remove their shoes. The one thing that I will say is that doesn't mean that there won't be times once in a while where someone will have to remove their shoes. If they get put into a different situation or need additional layers of screening where that may be asked of them, but overwhelmingly the policy will be that no longer will that be required of every single person that comes to a checkpoint. The golden age of America is here.
I love it. The true golden ages. You don't have to take your shoes off at the airport anymore. Oh my goodness, does that feel good? Well, I also love the idea that TSA can intentionally hassle people if they're being jerks to them about the process. You're going to have to take your shoes off. Random screening time. You're being a jerk. You're holding people up. And you're going to have to take your shoes off because we're going to have to screen them. It's going to be used at the discretion of TSA. How about clip number 22?
It was much quicker coming, so. Great, yeah. And I didn't have to take my shoes off. Great. So I found it to be great.
It's a great idea that it speeds up the process for security crossing through.
Like, taking off your shoes is just a hassle, especially if you're in a rush like I usually am.
It's a good thing to me because I hate for my feet to be on the floor, period.
I don't think the shoes thing is going to help solve anything as far as safety is concerned.
As long as they're still checking to the extent that they're checking, then I don't see an issue with it.
Yeah, exactly. They shouldn't have started it to begin with. I think after the shoe bomb guy was caught, they may have realized they got to do something. Maybe not 20 years worth of something, but they had to figure something out. And our producer, Ethan, who's in the studio here, Ethan, let me tell you what it's like when you're trying to travel with children. as an adult, as a parent, you're watching your kids. So you got to put this up on the conveyor belt. If you have something with batteries, put it in a separate bin. If you got something that's liquid, put it in a separate bin. If you got your belt and your wallet and your cell phone and your keys, put that in a bin. Then you got to take your shoes and put it in another bin. Then you have to replicate that based on everything else your children are carrying and making sure they're doing it correctly. Then your wife, your spouse, they got to do the same thing. And then when you get to the other end, you talk about pressure, Ethan, to try to get all those things back on in record timing, like in reverse order. You're trying to beat a world record to get all of this stuff back into your pockets, belt back on, shoes back on, wallet, keys, everything else. And at the same time, the conveyor belt's still moving and they're pushing those stupid little gray bins down of all your possessions that you want to travel with as you're trying to dress yourself in front of other strangers. One less thing to hassle yourself at the airport, I'm looking forward to. But you're still young. I'm guessing it doesn't bother you as much when you're traveling.
Ryan, I'm not sure what you're talking about. That sounds like a very extremely simple process that you just described. So I don't really get the big deal here. No, here's my biggest part that I'm excited about with it. First off, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. I am a TSA pre-check member, so I don't have to take my shoes off. I just get to walk through, and I get to waltz on through, short line and everything. It's great. But here's what I will say. I just recently became a TSA pre-check member, so I do remember the days of having to take my shoes off. And honestly, more like, yes, adds a little bit of time, especially, right, you know, depending on, you know, if you have older fellows going through or, you know, you got kids like you mentioned. But honestly, overall, that's not even a big deal to me. The more so, the big deal to me that I'm glad about is I hate feet because feet are just gross and they smell and they just look bad. So I'm just glad that I'm not going to have to, you know, well, like I said, if I were not TSA PreCheck, I would just be glad that I wouldn't have to be walking around and being barefoot on places where people have their nasty freaking feet out all the time. That's the part that I'm honestly the most glad about.
Wait, you mentioned TSA PreCheck twice just to brag to me.
Correct.
Oh, I'm better than everyone else. I don't have to take my shoes off. Now all the peasants get the same privilege as I do. You almost seem disappointed because you were in that upper echelon of travelers that got to cut the line and keep your shoes on, but now everyone else gets the same treatment do, and you resent it.
And it was only $60 that separated me from you for 5 years, $60. So I am happy to make that separation. Totally worth it to me.
Wait, $60 is all it cost for that?
Yeah, we went through this the other day, Ryan.
$60 I think it's 5 years.
Yeah, all of them have it. Fred has it, Ethan has it, Reardon has it, and I said the same thing you did. It's only $60 for 5 years. I'm looking into it.
Yeah, now I'm going to have to. I don't travel enough, and then when I do, I'm just going to have to remember that. But
that's kind of the thing. That's kind of the thing. If you don't travel much, especially if you're coming out like Sue and I are, if you're flying out of Lambert Airport, where you can get through security most of the time pretty quickly because it's just never busy or rarely busy. Yeah. That's not really an issue. You don't need it, right? But it's more pertinent, right, if you are, you know, flying a lot, because then you're flying out of different places and you got some of these big airports around
O'Hare.
The country. And then it takes forever, and all of a sudden, you're adding on a lot of time being at the airport. So it only takes, in my opinion, a few flights a year in order for it to really be worth it.
Yeah, I'm seeing some of the comments online. One read, I saw Ethan at the airport. We made eye contact. He mouthed the words, I'm better than you, to me. Shot me the finger gun, which I thought was inappropriate because he used his middle finger when he did it, and then continued walking while I waited in line. Is there any truth to that, Ethan?
Yeah. Well, here's, I will not confirm nor deny. What I will say is that, I tend to be in great relationship with all my fellow TSA PreCheck, members with me.
Oh, they give you like a special handshake so you know you're in the club?
It's not necessarily that. It's more of a look, right? It is a look. You know the look from the in the new great, well, not new, but the newer Great Gatsby movie where Leonardo DiCaprio, he kind of put puts out the champagne like for a toast, and he kind of like looks at you like, hey, we're in finer society. That's kind of what the look is.
I can totally see you doing that. Mm-hmm. And then when you're on the other side, while all these other people are trying to struggle to get everything back on themselves and put their shoes on, there you are already at your gate looking for a Starbucks so you can sit down and drink a coffee.
You said it. You just perfectly described
it. You know
at the
what? They now say it's $77.95
oh
for 5 years.
Oh, my God.
$77.95.
You got in at the ground floor. You saved some money.
I guess
so. In the 5 year pass.
Yeah, I did that. I like I said, it's been less than a year ago since I did that. So definitely worth it.
Well, if you weren't married, you could probably use that as a pickup line. You know, I'm TSA pre-screened.
Okay, no, you couldn't. Okay, no.
I think it would work.
You have a membership to Costco and you're pre-screened through the TSA. But with the shoes off, no more policy, it's better late than never. I don't know why it took so long for this to happen. There's been a couple of times where I was at Detroit's airport and I would go through and I went to take my shoes off and they said, no, you don't have to do that. This was like in the last year. So I think they might have been testing this out at like a pilot program and realized you're just as safe keeping them on. And let me say this too. If there's anyone out there that's thinking about any funny business with shoes right now at an airport and we lose this privilege because of you, instant death penalty, I believe, should be implemented on that person.
You know, my initial reaction was like, whoa, that's a little bit strong. But after processing it very briefly, I think I'm on board with you.
I think that's what it should happen. The punishment for messing this up for everyone, I believe, is a federal offense, which could carry up to the death penalty if it was done intentionally. All right. So coming up after the break, Bob Onder is Missouri's 3rd District Congressman, and there's so much vitriol going on towards ICE agents. I want to talk to him about that. Coming up after the break, I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. Don't go anywhere. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
FM Talk. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. You can find me online at Ryan Recker on Twitter, Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook. Joining us now is Missouri's 3rd District Congressman, Dr. Bob Onder. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Great to be back.
Well, I wanted to, I guess, start with kind of a concerning trend we saw the last, let's say 10 years, this anti-police movement where they go out of their way to harass and then physically assault police officers. And at first we thought, oh, this can't stand, right? People just, they'll not do this. Now we're living in a time where it continues to escalate. Federal agents like ICE agents, we're seeing this huge vitriol, and it's become politically good for Democrats to do this in a way, which I'm guessing it concerns a lot of people and your colleagues.
Yeah, you're right, Ryan. In fact, I think you have the timing about right, about 10 years. In fact, I believe it was the fall of 2014 when we saw the Ferguson riots right here in St. Louis after the death of Michael Brown in a police-involved shooting. Darren Wilson, the police officer, as best we can tell, even after investigation by three different agencies, including the Obama Justice Department at the time, really vindicated Darren Wilson. But for some reason, those on the left, especially Black Lives Matter and affiliated leftist groups, decided to demonize police officers. And it's continued. Of course, it had another uptick during George Floyd, after George Floyd's death. And really now the demon seems to be the ICE agents and Customs and Border Patrol agents who are just doing their job of trying to keep us safe by enforcing our southern border. So there's been the Department of Homeland Security has reported a 500% increase in assaults on ICE agents over the past several years. This is really disturbing. And, being a law enforcement officer is a dangerous enough job anyway, much less when you have a whole political party or a whole political ideology demonizing you every day you go to work.
You know what I found when I was doing the late night show, we would have discussions like this, and people that were in favor of the harassment and the physical assault on police officers would say they knew what they were signing up for. And what I find mostly happens, if, like, let's say you're an ICE agent and things are very hostile and you know you're going to go into a situation where they're going to attack you for enforcing immigration law, you are on high alert. And the yes. likelihood of escalating to the point of violence becomes a lot higher. So I feel like if you have certain Democrats out there that are trying to further this vitriol, you are inciting more violence.
Yeah, I think there are a couple of things going on that I have to lay at the foot of the left, of the progressive Democrats, squarely. Number one is this demonization, this vitriol against ICE agents. Yeah, it's dangerous enough to do your job, whether it's as a St. Louis County police officer, a St. Charles County police officer. That's a dangerous enough job anyway. But when there is a political class stirring up hatred toward you all the time just for doing your job, not for doing something inappropriate or misusing force, but just for doing your job. If you, heaven forbid, you be an ICE agent who's involved in an ICE raid where a bunch of illegal aliens are apprehended, you're a horrible person. And so that's going on. The other thing is that when you have sanctuary jurisdictions, sanctuary cities, sanctuary states that do not cooperate with ICE and with federal law enforcement, what you have is, instead of a violent criminal who is arrested, let's say in California or New York or in Illinois, instead of that person being turned over by California or by the city of Chicago directly to ICE, already in custody, already handcuffed. Instead, these sanctuary jurisdictions are just releasing those violent, illegal alien criminals, where then the ICE agent has to go hunt them down, maybe in a dangerous part of town, maybe in a very dangerous apartment complex where drug gang members are known to to live. This is just a very, very difficult time for these law enforcement officers. And it is really a tribute to the leadership of Donald Trump that despite all of that, now ICE and Customs and Border Patrol are meeting their recruiting numbers despite the hazards. But this has got to stop.
All right. So I saw that there's some more fights for the big, beautiful bill. And joining us here is Missouri's 3rd District Congressman, Dr. Bob Onder. And it lands in court. There's certain sections of it that are being fought by different groups. So where do you think the big, beautiful bill stands now? And what do you think may happen to it in the future?
Yeah, well, one thing that's very timely is it was just yesterday that some liberal activist judge, I believe she was out of Boston, enjoined the part of the bill that that defunded abortion
Planned
providers,
Parenthood,
defunded Planned Parenthood. So, did this judge not read the Medina decision that was just handed down by the Supreme Court 2 weeks ago, where in Medina the court ruled that states can choose Medicaid providers, including defunding Planned Parenthood. But somehow the federal government, in a statute, a bill passed by Congress and signed by the President of the United States, somehow she thinks she has the right to block that law from going into effect. So, this weaponization of law enforcement against everything the Trump administration tries to do, everything that we Republicans in Congress try to do, I unfortunately think it's going to continue. But I think most of the big, beautiful bill will be, enacted quite smoothly. Certainly the basis, the core of the big, beautiful bill is to continue the 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act, as well as making some big changes to tax law, like no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, a reduction in taxes on Social Security benefits. I think all those things will go into law very smoothly. But I suspect everywhere in the bill where we're trying to save the taxpayers money and get our fiscal house in order, I suspect the left, the Democrats will, and activist judges, unfortunately, will fight us every step of the way. The good news is that in the one of the landmark cases issued that came down last week, this idea of universal injunctions, nationwide injunctions, was struck down by the Supreme Court by a 6-3 vote. So I think these rogue judges, although they will continue to try to exercise their power, overuse their power, I think they're going to very clearly lose because the Supreme Court was so clear on that issue.
All right. I know we only have a couple more minutes, but I wanted to ask you about the tragedy in Texas. It's just breaking everyone's heart because every time you get an update, it's always bad news. What are your thoughts on that tragedy?
Oh my gosh! Yes, yeah, all your listeners should keep those families in your prayer, especially the children at Camp Mystic. It's just horrible, And every time a tragedy happens, unfortunately, the left try to make political hay out of it, just like they did with Herbert Walker Bush and Hurricane Katrina back in the day. But look, the National Weather Service gave a timely warning on Thursday afternoon. They issued a flood warning, and I know we're all kind of used to ignoring flood warnings, but then at 1:14 a.m. on Friday, overnight, they issued an urgent flood warning. And then a few hours later, the river levels rose 26 feet in 45 minutes. I think it's just horrible in a situation like this to place blame. Obviously, investigations have to be done to find out what happened so that that this won't happen again. But it is just a horrible tragedy, and I think it's inappropriate for anybody to try to make political hay out of this. And it certainly has nothing to do with Trump's efforts in reining in waste, fraud, and abuse, in the early days of his administration.
No, it's just all the young, innocent people caught up in that flood. And you see the video of just how fast that water came up. It's almost, it doesn't seem like it could be real life how fast this water rushes in there. It's almost like a dam broke or something. And just how fast this stuff goes, it's something that I'm hoping we can get some good news on, but it's every time you hear a headline, it's always bad news. And there's so many people still missing from this. Our hearts and our prayers go out to them. Missouri's 3rd District Congressman, Dr. Bob Onder, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ryan. Thanks for having me.
And joining us after the break is Gregory Wrightstone, geologist and executive director of the CO2 Coalition in Virginia. And he's going to talk a little bit about this Camp Mystic tragedy and some of the climate narrative that's coming up from that. We're going to get his thoughts on it. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. Don't go anywhere. 97.1 FM Talk. Come back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. And joining us now, a geologist, executive director of the CO2 Coalition in Virginia, Gregory Wrightstone. Thank you for joining us here in St. Louis.
Oh, good to be on with you. I love St. Louis. I've gone out there many times to speak at the Eagle Forum conventions and annual works. I love St. Louis. In fact, the last time I was in St. Louis, five Antifa protesters came in the middle of my speech. So that's what I remember about St. Louis.
Well, hopefully we can implant some better memories too, or maybe you got a little chuckle out of it too. We've seen a lot of narratives that have been flying around, national narratives. We've seen a lot of, I guess, left-leaning narratives when it comes to the climate and this absolute tragedy at Camp Mystic in Texas. I wanted to ask you about that. So for someone that has studied this and looked into the climate narrative and how it is often wrongly quoted and invoked in a political fashion, how do you think this tragedy has been handled so far?
It's been handled very poorly by some of the left-leaning media. I'm finishing up a newsletter about this tragedy, and I'm looking at headlines here from NPR, National Propaganda Radio. Floods are getting more dangerous around the country, not just Texas. ProPublica, the Texas flash flood is a preview of chaos to come. Inside Climate News, climate change helped fuel heavy rains that led to devastating Texas flood. And they're all wrong. If you look at the science, the facts, and the data, which is what I do, I'm a scientist, a geologist, we look at what's actually happening and put it into a longer perspective. And we see that these unusual events, and this was an unusual event, but what they don't tell you is, if you look over the last 100 plus years, there have been floods even worse than the one we just saw on July 4th in that same Guadalupe River. And so you have to look at this. And I've also gone to the NOAA data, National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, got their data. I was able to retrieve data back to 1996, not a century of data, but we've got 25, 30 years of data on flash floods in Texas and find that they've been in decline since 1996, not increasing. If climate change was going to be responsible for this, you should see some relationship with that. And the other thing, we're finishing up a Texas report, Climate in Texas. The subtitle is No Climate Crisis in the Lone Star State. Although the reporting in the mainstream media is that Texas is experiencing heat waves that are increasing, maximum temperatures that are increasing. But again, we looked at the NOAA data. We have that data going back to 1895. So we've got, what's that, 100 and, I'm a geologist, not a mathematician, 130 years of data. And we find this is 1895, percentage of days per year that we've seen 100-degree weather has been in decline, under 100-degree temperatures. Maximum temperatures in Texas have also been in decline. And it's it just flies that the facts just don't support this disaster narrative. And what they have to do, they being this climate industrial complex, they've got to generate this climate of fear. And they need to alarm the population in order for them to gladly accept what we're going to be, up until the Trump administration took over, great restrictions on your free. Everyone listening today, over the last particularly 4 years, but dating back to the Obama administration too, the EPA, Department of Energy, and others were just systematically restricting your listeners' freedoms, weren't they? Just by, they were trying to impose. Now, bear with me when I tell you I'm pro-choice and proudly pro-choice. And what I mean by that is I think your listeners should have the choice of what kind of car to drive, how to heat their homes, what kind of ceiling fan to buy, dishwasher, you name it. If they're listening right now in the comfort of their home, and they probably are at their office, just look around. Almost every electric appliance you look at has been overregulated, and you don't have the freedom, you don't have the opportunity to buy as many of those, and everything's more expensive because the government now, under the Biden administration, was dictating to you what you could buy because of of climate change. And so, I mean, just look around. You look at at your lighting in your home. No incandescent light bulbs for you. Look at your dishwasher. An hour and a half to dishwash the dishes, and they still aren't clean. You should have the ability, if you want to spend a few more bucks, to have something that's efficient. That's by efficient, I mean that can actually wash the dishes. And so your listeners' freedoms have been systematically removed. And that's what we're seeing rolling back of these overreaching regulations from Lee Zeldin at EPA, Chris Wright at Department of Energy, and others. Boy, it's just good stuff coming out of D.C. now. Just yesterday, Trump signed another executive order about this, rolling back federal subsidies. We're talking tens of billions, maybe $100 billion of federal subsidies supporting uneconomic wind and solar. And I understand there's more to come. So this is good for the American people, good for our budget, and good for the environment.
Yeah, what I've noticed, and you know, maybe we can look at this a little bit, because when we discuss the claims that we saw during the Biden administration, certainly during the Obama administrations about climate change, they said we need to spend these billions and billions and billions of dollars in order to research and implement alternative energy, or we need to tax and we need to make sure underdeveloped countries aren't affected by the guilty things we do here in the United States. Do you think there's a chance that maybe as we cut back funding on these ineffective programs that had real no impacts, that maybe we'll look at events like what we saw in Texas and we could start mitigating some changes when it comes to our infrastructure to try to prepare ourselves for some of these things happening? Because that's the stuff that's really going to save lives. If we work with the infrastructure to try to stop these, you know, waters coming into where the water shouldn't be, maybe the sea levels or maybe rivers overflowing, things like that, because we have so many people living in these areas that are prone to this anymore, we should be using that money to protect them as opposed to saying we need to invest in these companies that are going to go bankrupt and nothing will happen.
Absolutely. I think the first thing we have to establish is there is no climate crisis. There just is not. And in fact, my latest book, which is A Very Convenient Warming, we've gone beyond that. I show that modest warming combined with increasing CO2 is leading to the Earth's ecosystems that are thriving and prospering and the human conditions improving. Humanity's benefiting from modest warming and more CO2. And so what we look at, you're right, spend this money on mitigation. The hill country of Texas is quite unique in that they're very, very prone. They call it Flash Flood Alley. If you just search on the web, Flash Flood Alley, and it's this hill country that the elevation increases 500 feet or more over a fairly short period of time. There's very thin soil. So when it does rain and there are gullies, it's mountainous. There's no soil virtually to soak up any of the rain that falls. So it's prone to flash floods. What we need to have there, and it's, I don't know if it's criminal, but it's, why was there no warning system that was in place? They knew that this area was prone to these. Granted, this flood was extreme, and but again, we've had other floods higher than that over the last 100 plus years in that same area. It doesn't happen very often, but it does happen. An early warning system would be to get everybody aroused. I don't know what it would take, but it would certainly be a lot less in expenditure than what the damage was there and on the loss of life. So when it comes to these other things they're trying to do, they're trying to solve a non-existent problem, throwing money at it. When in fact, if we look at it, we have to admit, yes, temperature has been gradually increasing for the last 100 plus years or more. And it's thankful because we look back through time, and one of my favorite topics is this close correlation between human history and temperature history. And we find that just systematically over the last thousands of years, higher temperatures have always correlated with huge benefits to humanity. We saw great empires and civilizations arose during the previous very warm periods. And we're in a warm period now, and it's warming, thankfully. But yeah. It was the cold periods. If we look back through the Greek Dark Ages, the Dark Ages, the Little Ice Age, these old cold periods were just horrific to humanity. I mean, we saw famine, starvation, mass depopulation during the cold periods. Isn't that just opposite of what we're being told? History tells us that we should welcome the warmth and fear the cold. So, you know, so people like Al Gore and John Kerry and Greta Thunberg, they would call me a science denier. I'm nothing of the sort, but I would call them history deniers because they're denying what human history and climate history tell us. We should welcome the warmth and fear the cold.
Mm. As they would say, how dare you? Okay, so if Gregory Wrightstone, if people wanted to find you online, where can they go?
Well, CO2coalition.org, CO2coalition.org. My latest book, if you just Google two words, convenient warming, you'll take you either to my website or to buy it on Amazon. So convenient warming. And so we've got, we're very proud. We're the preeminent scientific organization in the world fighting back against the climate crisis nonsense.
You know, there is a lot of this nonsense that goes on with it. And, you know, what I find is that if we were to audit the amount of money as a nation that we've spent on this over the past 20 years and see what the results are, we would look at it as a cost analysis and realize that even if you truly believed the things that were being told to you, the finances don't check out. You would notice that they're not effectively spending the money the way we should effectively be spending taxpayer money. There's much better ways to handle this sort of thing, even if you do buy into it, that maybe there is some common ground here that people can reach, and then they can actually find some solutions that both people could agree to that benefits the nation.
Well, I'm going to push back on that at all. You're talking about solutions. If there's a solution, there has to be a problem. I just do not see a climate crisis problem. We just don't. I mean, look at the vegetation is increasing greatly from the near polar regions to the equator. Crops are breaking records year after year after year from the coldest countries to the warmest countries. Increasing crop production is outpacing population growth. Deserts are shrinking, forests are expanding. What they're doing is these people, this climate industrial complex, I call it. I'm sorry, they're flat out lying to your listeners every day about this, and we can see just point time after time after time and item after item that they're being lied to. So, you know, I don't give an inch on trying to find a solution to a non-existent problem. We shouldn't spend, not only shouldn't we not spend the trillions that are being proposed, we shouldn't spend one red cent to solve a non-existent problem. Let the people keep the money, spend it.
This is where I would say that I think you can find something that you would agree on. And this is where I would look at it. I would say we got old levees, we got old bridges, we got outdated sewers, we got no places for this water to run off to. The drainage is bad. We're overpopulating areas that are prone to flooding. I say we can look at that and say, spend the money on infrastructure and mitigate those problems that are natural use the money to mitigate those problems. And I would say that the other side would agree with that. Okay, even if we were to spend the money that way, it would be effective in our ledger if we looked at it. It would be fiscally responsible to spend the money that way as opposed to where they have spent it.
It is. But this Texas, this hill country, it's hard to see, unless you just, and maybe they should, is just ban people from building within in these floodplains. But then again, you know, are you going to ban people? I have lived in West Virginia for a number of years, and the only place to build a home are basically are in the floodplains or in the mountainous areas. It's, you know, it's, that's the only place that's level, that's, unless you go to the very top of the ridges. So you're confined to these flood, the areas that might flood. And the same with the hill country. Where are you going to put your homes and your camps? It's not on the sides of the hill. You know, it's a little bit more complicated. In that area particularly, I think a good use of the money would be an alarm system, because they did have forewarning, but the people just didn't know it. An alarm system, there you go. It should be pretty cost effective.
Gregory Wrightstone, geologist and executive director of the CO2 Coalition in Virginia. Thank you so much for joining us here in St. Louis.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. Don't go anywhere. 97.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Them talk. Ryan Recker filling in for Mark Reardon. You can find me online at Ryan Recker, Ryan Recker Radio. Got a couple minutes here. President Trump sat down with Peter Ducey. Let's put it this way. I think that some of the different support out there come in non-traditional ways. And one that really surprised me over the past couple of years is John Fetterman from Pennsylvania. It seems like, for example, the strikes against Iran, he said it had to be done. It was the right thing to do. And even when it comes to ICE support, it's kind of interesting to see where sometimes Democratic congressmen sit on that, in this case, or senators rather. And John Fetterman had something to say. This is clip 17.
What would you think if I read you a quote from a lawmaker who says about ICE, to abolish it, to treat them as criminals or anything that is inappropriate and outrageous? And I told you that that was Democrat John Fetterman.
The new John Fetterman is exactly what you said. He's right. He's right. And we have to protect our police officers, and we will. And we have been. If you saw the stats released by the FBI the other day, the murder rate's way down, the lowest it's been in a long time. And that took place over the last 6 months. For the last 6 months, murder, it's a hell of a subject to have to talk about, but murder is way down at almost getting to be modern day records. So that's despite the fact that we have a lot of people that came into the country that shouldn't be here.
I like that he has to preface this by saying, by the way, the person that said that was John Fetterman, almost like it's Paul Harvey and you're waiting until the very end to see who he's talking about. And that young man was Senator John Fetterman. Now, you know, it's very Paul Harvey of Peter Ducey. Also asked about the interview is the latest on Iran. Where is that going? Where is it at? This is clip number 19.
A few weeks after the strikes that you ordered on the nuclear facilities in Iran, there is an Iranian official who says you, President Trump, have done something that he can no longer sunbathe in Mar-a-Lago. As you lie there with your stomach to the sun, a small drone might hit you in the navel. It's very simple. Do you think that's a real threat? And when is the last time you went sunbathing anyway?
It's been a long time. It's been a long time. I don't know. Maybe I was around 7 or so. I'm not too big into it. I guess it's a threat. I'm not sure it's a threat, actually, but perhaps it is.
Yeah, kind of an empty threat. I think they would know. It'd be kind of hard to get that under the radar if the president was out there. If you want to talk about sunbathing, I mean, people with their shirts off on the beach, that is what Joe Biden did through a large percentage of his presidency, spending time on the beach. Same thing with what's going on in the Middle East. If we can play clip number 20, he was asked about that.
Axios says a secret White House meeting between Steve Witkoff, Ron Dermer, and a Qatari envoy on Tuesday led to significant progress in the negotiations over the Gaza hostage and ceasefire deal. What can you tell us about this secret meeting?
It's very possible. I will tell you we're getting very close to a deal. I don't know if it's secret or not secret, but it doesn't matter to me. Secret's fine if it gets us to where we want to be. We want to have a ceasefire. We want to have peace. We want to get the hostages back. And I think we're close to doing it.
Isn't that something? What's interesting about Donald Trump as a president, he knows that he can talk freely at any given time because he has the authority to do so. So if he's breaking news to people, which he's done on several occasions, mention things that he shouldn't have been mentioned that turn out to be true, that should be encouraging. If the thing he's talking about is peace there in the Middle East, which is a very difficult thing that has been attempted and tried even during his first term in the presidency, and pretty much every president has tried and failed for that very same reason. One other thing that happened today, I think we have time to play this. We got about a minute. No, we don't have enough time, but we'll have to do this at some point during the show. Joe Biden's doctor invokes the Fifth Amendment in the House probe and asked over and over again about the health of Joe Biden, the declining health, the obvious mental decline, the physical decline, where he was at, what you were signing off on. All I can say is I understand why he took the Fifth, because he's trying to protect himself legally. But if you were to start looking into this and getting access to what he knew and the evidence around it, if this were any other doctor, if this was your doctor, and let's say you have an elderly parent and the doctor was lying about their medical condition to hide their condition, to me, it sounds like you could lose your license over lying on these medical documents, especially if they're doing it for the sake of allowing that person to continue to work, because that's a danger to that workplace at that point, where now we're talking about incompetence being the biggest thing that they can say in their defense, which is not a good thing for Dr. Kevin O'Connor. All right, I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. Don't go anywhere. 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.